people would come from far away. It danced all night till the break of day. When the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Ben was ready to go. Hey, did a bus come down? How do you let a bus down? Uncle Ben played a fiddle on it. How'd it ring? You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Soldier Joy, and what he called Boston Boy, the greatest of all was Jenny Lind. To me, that's where Bennett begins. Hey, none of us are now, how do you let a book sound off? When you play the fiddle on it, how it rang, you can hear it talk, you can hear it sing. Forget that mournful day when Uncle Ben was called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow. They knew it was time for him to go. Hey, none of us are now. How do you let a bus down? Uncle Ben played a fiddle on how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. We'd like to tell you that all the bluegrass boys are here with me tonight. Betsy Lee over on the right-hand side, the Carolina Songbird, Bobby Hicks, Vassar Clements, and Arnold Terry, Joe Stewart over on the left-hand side, and Brother Charlie Monroe. I really appreciate that nice, and that makes me feel mighty good. And now, I'd like for the Bluegrass Quartet to sing a number for you here tonight. This number, we do get a lot of requests for it, and It's entitled, Wait a Little Longer, Please Jesus. But wait a little longer, please Jesus. There's too many still wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please Jesus. A few more days. And the workers are so tough, and a weary heart yearning for it. And we find we're getting anxious to be in that happy land where we receive such peace and happiness. But wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There's too many still wandering out in sin. Just a little longer. A few more days to get our love.
Well, we certainly hope you've enjoyed the first hour of Town Hall Party brought to you by Hadley's. We're going to, from here on in, let George do it.
The folks out here like little Larry and Laurencine, the Collins kids. Have you ever seen anybody like them?
Oh, they're fine. They're sure fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, our special in-person guests tonight are the famous Bill Monroe and the Kentucky Bluegrass Boys, all the way from the Grand Ole Opry. And Bill, it certainly is a pleasure having you here with us on Town Hall Party.
Well, I'd like to say, John, it's really a pleasure to be here, too. We're really enjoying everything.
I'm telling you, this the folks is really going for this Bill Monroe-type music out here. And, of course, we've been hearing your records here for a long time, Bill, but this is your first California appearance, isn't it?
That's right, and tomorrow's Christmas, ain't it?
Tomorrow is Christmas
Day. That's the first Christmas I've ever been away from home.
Well, you've certainly given us a wonderful Christmas present by appearing in Town Hall here tonight. Bill, you've been in the business a long time, and I'm not going to ask you. Merle, come on in here. Merle Travis is a fan of yours. You know these boys. Bill Monroe.
All right, how you, Merle? How you?
Charlie Monroe over here. And
I just want to listen, that's all.
Before I go any further, Bill, I'm going to ask you to introduce these other members of your band. We don't have enough space here to get them all in, but would you do that for the
Well, folks? I'll tell you, over on the far right over here is Arnold Terry from Virginia. He's a new member of the Bluegrass Boys. Then we have Bessie Lee right here on the right-hand side, the Carolina Songbird. And Bessie Lee sings in the quartet along in the Shenandoah Valley Trio and also does solos. And Arnold sings along in a duet.
What about this young
over
fella
on the left-hand side is one of the finest singers in the country, and I'm the other one. His name is Charlie Monroe, one of the Monroe brothers. And, Johnny, I'd like to say that we used to record a long time ago. And Charlie come out on holidays out here along with the Bluegrass Boys to kind of help us out.
Yes, well, we sure
And looks like he's big enough to help us out.
I think he is, too. Boy, when you get these, you boys from Kentucky, you get these Kentuckians in here and don't leave. Where'd that Travis go?
Travis?
He's over there right now.
He always wants to sit down someplace.
He's probably over there writing a hit song, you know.
I was talking to the girls. Excuse me, Charlie.
Yeah, right here.
What did you want with me?
I want you to tell Brother Charlie here about Jolly Joe Nixon playing his record for a theme song.
He sure does. He does on one of our local radio stations.
What time is that? Bringing in the Georgia Mail?
Yeah.
Georgia Mail.
You know, he practically wore that record out. Somewhere he got another one of it, and he still uses it.
That's a good number.
And they play a lot of your records,
too.
Oh,
thank you.
Merle, I wonder if you and me could have a seat here and then ask Bill Monroe and the boys to play us a song.
Well, we'll have to ask them, Johnny. These old boys are pretty big, but I'd hate to tackle them, wouldn't
you? We'll do that for you.
They're going to be back up on the stage in a little while, but while we're visiting here, let's have a number.
I tell you, Johnny, I'd like to do this number, and I'd like to dedicate it to Merle Travis. It's a number that he had on record a few years back. And this is an old timer that me and my brother Charlie here recorded maybe 15, 20 years ago. You can't tell. It's called the 9-Pound Hammer. We'd like to do that for you.
Hold on, buddy. Don't you know?
I call real down home picking and singing. Bill, I think we're going to have time for one more little song here, if you don't mind. You remember a record you made of Molly and Tim Brooks?
Yes, sir, I
do. I've got that over at my house. Kentucky Waltz, and you're going to sing one of them tonight, ain't you? In Footprints in the
Snow?
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Good. Before we run out of time, won't you do another one right quick? Will you
all
do that?
Right, let's see here. What could we... somebody help me pick out one real quick here.
Doesn't matter anything you play. Play one on the mandolin.
One on the mandolin?
Yeah. What key you want to do that in, buddy?
let's see here. We'll try to do a little number called Turkey and Straw. Don't kind of shove me too fast, boy.
Key of A?
G.
Gee,
this is an old timer, friends, that I'll try to pick for, and I hope you enjoy
this thing here. There you go, buddy. What I call picking that mandolin. Now, let me see that thing here. Bill, how old is that? Do you mind telling me?
Oh,
you
don't that's have... about 25, 30 years old.
Folks, that really shows the signs of wear and tear.
That's the only antique mandolin I know of any place.
Bill, you certainly get a wonderful tone out that, and you certainly do a fine job picking and singing. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure and tell your friends and neighbors that Bill Monroe and all the Kentucky Bluegrass Boys are going to be here with us tomorrow for three big shows, and all the Town Hall Party Gang is going to be here, too. The show's start at 4 o'clock, another one at 7:30, another one at 9 o'clock. Bill, we're going to be seeing you on the stage of Town Hall again in just a few minutes, but right now we're going to go back to our studio from a word from our sponsor.
Back on the program here again, and before we start, I'd like to tell you that we're going to be here tomorrow for our three big shows, starting around 4 o'clock, I believe, and we'd like to tell you that the Bluegrass Quartet's going to be doing a lot of hymns here tomorrow. So you folks come back, tell all your friends, and let them come out too. We've had a world of requests for that old timer entitled "I Traced a Little Footprints in the Snow." I'm folks like the summertime, and they can walk about. But give me the winter time when the snow's on the ground. For I found there when the snow lit on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprints in the snow, Lord. I blessed that happy day that Nelly lost her way. But I found her when the snow lit on the ground. To see her, there was a big round moon. Her mother said she just stepped out, but it'd be returning soon. I found her little footprints and I traced them through the snow. And I found her when the snow lay on the ground. I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow, Lord. I blessed that happy day that Nellie lost her way. But I found her when the snow lay on the ground. Up in heaven, she's with the angel band. I know I'm going to meet her in that promised land. But every time the snow falls, it brings back memory. But I found her when the snow lay on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprints in the snow, Lord. I blessed that happy day, Nellie lost her way. But I found her when the snow lay on the ground. Friends, that's an old timer there, Footprints in Snow, that we used a many time on the Grand Ole Opry there in Nashville, Tennessee. And I know up there in Nashville tonight, they really had a big time there and getting ready for Christmas. Well, let's see here now. We picked out a couple of more numbers. And looks like we're going to have to double back and do that number that we get the most requests for, Blue Moon of Kentucky. That we can't fill all the requests that we've had here tonight, but we appreciate getting them just the same. We have an instrumental number that back around Nashville, Tennessee is mighty popular. We'd like to do it for you here tonight. It's entitled Cheyenne. Thank you.
Just a second before you start to move in the other direction, I just wanted to say that we're going to have the pleasure today, of course, it's already Christmas Day, you know,
you're right,
about
you're
15
right.
minutes. We're going to have the pleasure of having a very Merry Christmas along with you fellas and gals, because we're all going to be here out right here at Town Hall at 4 o'clock today, Christmas Day, at 7:30 and at 9:30 for three big shows. So we'll be getting to hear lots more of you then out here at Town Hall. But for those folks out there on television who are watching us, we'd like to do one more number. Would you do a Christmas song of some kind for them?
Well, I'll tell you, Jay, we had a number that we wanted to do before Christmas got here.
But it's already here.
It's here.
Well, don't worry about it.
We wanted to do Christmas Time's Coming.
Well, it's coming. It's coming. Let's do it anyway. All right, huh? How about it?
All right, thank you, Jay. And we've had so many requests for this number here. It's the first Christmas number that we ever put on record. And it's entitled Christmas Time to Coming. Before we do this number, I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Brother Charlie and myself are going to try to do this. Christmas Time's Coming. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's a calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas times are coming. Christmas.